as you settle in. You might internally just take stock of your posture from the inside, noting if there are any little micro movements that might more optimally align your body. You may find it helpful to very, very gently let your body sway just a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. And just sense the plumb line where you're aligned inside. And perhaps to very gently lean forward and back. Relaxing along the base of the skull, allowing for the slightest sense of elongation through the back of the neck. And you may find it helpful to, for a few minutes, to lengthen and deepen and smooth out your breath. You may find it helpful to inhale slowly to a count of 4 or 5. And flow right into the exhalation to the count of 4 or 5. Match the length of the in-breath and the length of the out-breath. And feel all the details of the breath on the inside. And as it feels right for you, letting go of all control of breath and shifting your attention to observation of breath. Where do you feel the breath the most predominant on the inside right now? Noting the texture of the air against your skin. The vibrations of sound. And sensing the space around you. This sense of receiving the moment directly through the senses. And sensing intimately into this embodied sense of presence. Sensing the scalp, the crown of the head. The forehead and temples. The eyes and the little muscles around the eyes. And feeling the volume and the weight of the tongue You might let your tongue relax and feel the lower jaw. And could you relax the root of the tongue down into the throat? And sense the mechanism of the jaw, soft. Can you feel the volume of your lips? The back of the head and the base of the skull. The tops of the shoulders and the shoulder blades. And sensing down the length of the arms, feeling the volume and the weight of the arms, down through the elbows. Down through the wrists. The backs of the hands. Thumbs, palms, and fingers. The lungs and the heart. The diaphragm and rib cage. The lower back and buttocks. And the belly and the lower abdomen. And sensing down through the floor of the pelvis, to the bowl of the pelvis. And you feel the weight and the volume of the legs from the hip joints down through the knees. The backs of the knees, the kneecaps. Down through the ankles. And the tops of the feet and the toes. And the soles of the feet. And the heels. sensing this quality of both deep relaxation and at the same time alert. You may find it helpful to draw your attention to an anchor. Perhaps the movement of the breath on the inside. Perhaps to the vibration of sound, the real-time aliveness of sound. Or perhaps to a particular point in the body itself, the palms or the soles of the feet, and sensing here any pulse or tingling or subtle energy or aliveness. Resting and relaxing and receiving. You may notice as you again and again relax, return again to the aliveness of here and now, a heightened perception of everything that is moving and changing and shifting in your experience. Shifting sensations. And as well, you may notice the movement of the mind, the arising of thought forms, a narrative, commentary. As you continue, when you notice the subtle movement of the mind, lost in thought, notice how compassionately you can guide your attention back to the direct experience of here and now, to this breath. To the vibration of these sounds. And to this felt sense of the body. In this practice, you begin again and again, refreshing the sense of here and now, awake in the body. How intimately can you feel this breath on the inside? How intimately can you be awake to the vibrations of sound all around you right now? How intimately can you sense the aliveness inside, a pulse, a tingling, subtle energy, warmth, coolness? In your own way, sensing who you are as the one who is aware. Aware of the stream of sensation, the stream of feeling. And aware of the stream of thought. And as you refine your attention to this process of thought forms arising, taking form and passing away, you might from time to time simply practice recognizing thought by just noting thinking and returning again to the aliveness of the moment. Have you noticed that some thoughts are repetitive? They cycle through again and again. You may notice that some thoughts have a certain charge, and you might choose to investigate that thought, to notice it, to sense if you can allow it, and perhaps to sense how that thought lives on the inside, if there is a quality of emotion or a quality of aliveness inside the body. Perhaps to bring a sense of curiosity and kindness. Where is the mind? A particular aspect of this practice is the moment that you wake up inside a thought form. It can be a moment of self-criticism or judgment. It can also be a moment of mild celebration, of awaking from the trance of thinking and arriving again in a fresh moment. And the more you sense this quality of non-judging awareness, of non-judging presence, you may sense how your experience is a flow or a stream. The flow of constantly shifting sounds and sensations and smells and taste and visuals. As well, this flow or stream of thought, of commentary or narrative. At times, the flow of thought may be very, very subtle. Or perhaps moments where it even ceases. And you may notice that this process of thought generation is always shifting and commenting, looking to the future or the past. At times it can be very strong and overpowering. At any given time, you can re-arrive this breath, the aliveness of these sounds, the aliveness of the felt sense of the body, and taking the seat of the witness, of the observer of all that changes. You may find at times by simply noticing the process of thinking, of recognizing it, you can re-arrive. And other times, if it feels strong or sticky, again, you may explore this practice of rain, to recognize it, to sense if you can allow it, and then to investigate the aliveness of that thought. How does that thought live on the inside? Is there a sense of what it needs or how it wants you to be with it? Exploring the swing of wisdom, of recognizing what is here. And the wing of compassion, of allowing and being with. Where is the mind? Is it possible to relax and soften into the aliveness of here and now? Is it possible to relax and soften even more? In these remaining minutes, you might explore letting go of all effort. Let the anchor fall away. Explore what it means to relax and soften in the presence. Awake and sensing what it means to let it be. So as you settle more and more into the practice, naturally there is this awakening sense of alertness. Our experience, I love the analogy of our experience is like a flow or a stream. Some traditions describe it as standing under a waterfall. It's just an ongoing cascade of phenomena. the phenomena show up through all of the sense doors. The awareness of sound, of taste, of smell, constantly shifting felt sense. The experience of what's called Vedana, which is the feeling tone of any moment. And it can be very interesting to observe your relationship to that feeling tone. That which you like and you move toward, that which you move away from, that which you find neutral. And another very powerful way of refining attention is to sensitize yourself to the flow of thought forms. It's a constant process, as you know, this narrative commentary. When you observe the flow of thoughts, there are those wonderful moments where it's very, very quiet and there's a sense of spaciousness. The thoughts aren't intruding. We tend to think of those as like the good moments or the good meditations. And then, of course, there are times when the thoughts are just stormy and seemingly out of control. And we think of those as the bad meditations. But the analogy we always speak of is, imagine you're rowing across a lake and in one direction the wind is coming at kind of three quarters and there's waves crashing over the bow. You're having to course correct the entire time. And when you come back, the wind is right behind you, just sort of pushing you effortlessly back. Which was the better experience? And you can easily argue that the one where you're against the wind, you're developing skill. You're developing resilience. You're developing your capacity to observe, to witness without judgment, to course correct. So, of course, there are no good or bad meditations in this practice. But the more you can begin to refine your awareness of the thought process itself, for me, virtually every time I sit on a retreat, I have one of those forehead slap moments where I'll realize I don't have to believe what I'm thinking. This sense of observing thoughts as they arise, the constant commentary can be something that you may find more accessible now that you're cultivating more relaxation and more alertness in your practice. So we're heading into the belly of the retreat. So time to slow down a little more and to really savor this time of practice together. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.